Lesson 5, Gotched Drill. This is the section where you open to the last few pages of your manual. You look at the specific shorthand markings that we developed for you to mark the scripts with, and you look at the passage I have here from Pascal's Provincial Letters. The first thing I'm going to do is to read one word at a time very slowly, putting specific stress on the change in pronunciation and on the resonance that I'm using. I might even overdo one as I'm doing the one word at a time. In fact, because I'm doing one word at a time, there's going to be a tendency to put French stress on final syllable all the time, even though that will not happen when I do it in connected speech. So you can listen along with me, or you can speak along with me, or speak right after the words. And I'll do this first one word at a time, then we'll go back and put it much more into connected speech. We were entirely mistaken. It was only yesterday that I was undeceived. Until that time, I had labored under the impression, or if you go all the way, the impression that the disputes in the Sorbonne were vastly important and deeply affected the interests of religion. Please see how this is all coming out of the resonance before I go on. It's not just a change in pronunciation. The frequent convocations of an assembly so illustrious as that of the theological faculty of Paris, or Paris, to use the French pronunciation, attended by so many extraordinary and unprecedented circumstances led one to form such high or such high expectations that it was impossible or impossible to help coming to the conclusion that the subject was most extraordinary or extraordinaire. All right, putting it together in connected speech. We were entirely mistaken. It was only yesterday that I was undeceived. Until that time, I labored under the impression that the disputes in the Sorbonne were vastly important and deeply affected the interests of religion. The frequent convocations of an assembly so illustrious as that of the theological faculty of Paris, attended by so many extraordinary and unprecedented circumstances, led one to form such high expectations that it was impossible to help coming to the conclusion that the subject was most extraordinary. Now I'm going to continue with the same passage, once more go word by word, and then when I go back to repeat it, we'll do it in several different ways, playing a series of different kinds of games with it, getting different levels of the French accent for you to play around with. Once again, word by word, get your resonance, really practice all four of those resonance exercises and then go into these words. You will be greatly surprised However, when you learn from the following account, you see how the end comes after the vowel there, account, the issue of this grand demonstration or demonstration, which having made myself perfectly master of the subject, I shall be able to tell you in very few words. Now I will go back and once again just read this in simple connected French without doing any messing around with it. French accent, of course, not French language. You will be greatly surprised, however, when you learn from the following account the issue of this grand demonstration, which, having made myself perfectly master of the subject, I shall be able to tell you in very few words. Now I'm going to go back to that same piece of the passage now, and I'm going to really overdo the nasality. I'm going to open the nose in the back, not only when we have nasal consonants, but really let it spill much more than we've been doing. You will be greatly surprised, however, when you learn from the following account the issue of this grand demonstration, which, having made myself perfectly master of the subject, I shall be able to tell you in very few words. Now, there are times when you hear this sort of sounds, there's no doubt about that. But even though I kept the real focus there, I really had a little bit too much nasality. And you can hear already the beginnings of a sense of stereotyping coming in. Now, let's use much more of a frontal resonance now, not the back focus, but a front nasal focus, and see what we get. You will be greatly surprised, however, when you learn from the following account the issue of this grand demonstration, which, having made myself perfectly master of the subject, I shall be able to tell you in very few words. Now here I'm starting to get the sense, perhaps still of a stereotype, but of a French-Canadian stereotype rather than a Parisian or a French-French stereotype. Again, the French-Canadian, which we don't have time to fool around too much with here, but it has much more of a frontal nasal resonance than that rear velar or uvular focus that the Parisian French has. Another variation. Let's really stress the final syllables this time. I'm really going to go and pretend that I am very much influenced by the French language here, and I must stress all of these final syllables. You will be greatly surprised, however, when you learn from the following account the issue of this grand demonstration, which, having made myself perfectly master of the subject, I shall be able to tell you in very few words. Now, that was entirely too much of that French stress. It was to the point of being a stereotype and something that you probably would never hear in basic French speech. I'm going to go once more through the entire passage. I'm going to put everything together. I'm going to go too much nasality. I'm going to put a little bit of this stress pattern in. I'm going to use French pronunciation. Let's do the whole hodgepodge. We were entirely mistaken. It was only yesterday that I was deceived. Until that time, I had labored under the impression that the disputes in the sermon were vastly important and deeply affected the interests of religion. The frequent convocations of an assembly so illustrious as that of the Theological Faculty of Paris, attended by so many extraordinary and unprecedented unprecedented circumstances led one to form such high expectations that it was impossible to help coming to the conclusion that the subject was most extraordinary. You will be greatly surprised, however, when you learn from the following account the issue of this grand demonstration, which, having made myself perfectly master of the subject, I shall be able to tell you in very few words. Well, perhaps some people who come from France really do sound that way. I would certainly hope, however, that they don't sound that way on the stage. If you use these characteristics or want to get that impression of someone just learning French and just beginning to function in the English language, then you and your director must find a reasonable compromise on how much of these characteristics can be put in without losing intelligibility and without falling into a stereotype. This then is the end of the instructional tape on the French accent. I leave you with the benediction to go out and have at it with your French accent!